Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
I have a comedy show in Lawrenceville this Saturday, and we have a game to play to give away those tickets.
What is the name of said game?
Drunk Girl or Toddler?
You have your fancy game show music?
Yeah, here we go.
How do we play Drunk Girl or Toddler, Jeff?
We met a lot of really awesome people at Brunch All Night last Saturday. And Janine and our fearless interns approached these people and said, we would like you to describe someone in your life. Either describe your drunk best friend or a toddler. And then we are going to play those descriptions. Janine is the keeper of the answers. And if our caller gets 3 out of 5 right, she is going to the comedy show this Saturday night. All right, Jen, you want to play the first round?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so it's a practice round. Let's first pick up Teresa and Decula. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. How about you?
Hey, it's another day above ground. I'm excited to be alive. and, you know, talking to you guys, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Nothing to be nervous about. All right, did you hear the name of the contest?
Yes, sir.
All right, Drunk Girl or Toddler. Jen Hobby is going to play the first round to show you how it's done. And then you have to go 3 for 5. If you do that, you're going to the comedy show, all right?
I'll do my best.
All right, Jen, this first one is yours. Is this woman describing a drunk girl or a toddler?
Crying because they don't have chicken nuggets at Dunkin' Donuts. Calling people and crying out for them. And just throwing a tantrum in the middle of the floor like, I don't want to leave. Why do I have to leave right now?
Is that a drunk girl or a toddler?
I'm going to go drunk girl.
Janine?
You are correct.
Ding, really? Yeah. That is so awesome.
All right, Teresa, easy as that. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, when you get 3 right, you are a winner. Here is clue number 2.
Hands flailing, crying uncontrollably, and slapping another person.
Is that a drunk girl or is that a toddler?
Oh, man, that's a close call because it could be either one very easily.
One more time. One more time so we can all enjoy the description of this toddler or drunk woman.
Hands flailing, crying uncontrollably, and slapping another person.
I'm going to guess toddler.
You are correct.
Yay! Good job, Lisa. Nice work.
All right, 2 more right, and you're going to the comedy show.
Tough.
Here we go.
She cried for a long time. She threw her food into my face, grabbed a wine spritzer from the fridge, and ran around the house for 3 hours as I was trying to get it back from them.
These are great. One more time.
She cried for a long time. She threw her food into my face, grabbed a wine spritzer from the fridge, and ran around the house for 3 hours as I was trying to get it back from them.
That my vote would be toddler because I don't think any girl would walk around with a wine spritzer if she's drunk without drinking it. So that would be my vote, but the choice is yours.
I'm going to go with drunk girl.
It was a toddler.
Yeah.
I was going to say toddler because the food in the face is really just the boldness of a little person. I don't even think your drunk best friend would do that.
All right, here's clue number 3, okay? You ready?
Okay.
She ate cold food, got spaghetti all over her face, and ate with her hands. She fell asleep with the food in hand.
That's so good.
I'm hoping toddler.
That would be a drunk girl.
Oh my god!
This is challenging.
Who are the girls that you guys are interviewing?
So you've got to go 2 for 2 to win now, right?
You can do this, Teresa. Come on.
Are you ready?
You got this.
All right. I'm gonna try.
You get the next 2 right, you are going to the comedy show instead. Hold on.
Danced on the countertops, ate food off the floor, and broke a bottle of wine.
I really hope this is a drunk girl.
JP, do you have a guess in there? I saw him listening intently.
Yeah, that was drunk girl all the way.
All right, here we go one more time.
Danced on the countertops, ate food off the floor, and broke a bottle of wine.
That one's actually a toddler.
Okay. Oh,
you got the hardest one there.
Teresa.
Dang it.
So close.
Yet so far away.
But yet so far away. Hang on the line. We'll find something cool for you. And Megan in Duluth, you want to play next?
Sure.
All right. Megan in Duluth, you are up next. We'll see if we can give away these comedy show tickets with round 2 of Drunk Girl or Toddler.
The most surprisingly challenging game yet on the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right, Megan, you're up next. All right, hold on, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
All right, round 2, next on Star 94.1. 4, 3, 2, 1, WSTR-FM, NHC1, Smyrna. The name of the game is Drunk Girl or Toddler. Attendees to our event this past weekend described someone in their life. It's your job to figure out whether they're describing their best friend the last time they were hammered drunk or a toddler that they know. Megan in Duluth, how well do you think you know drunk girls and toddlers?
I don't know. It sounds pretty up in the air from the last couple of
times. I know. I was guessing wrong on all of them.
All right, we'll give you a for example if you're just joining us. Anyone listening coming into the show right now, all we do is we play a clip like this.
Crying because they don't have chicken nuggets at Dunkin' Donuts, calling people and crying out for them, and just throwing a tantrum in the middle of the floor like, I don't want to leave. Why do I have to leave right now?
And you listen to that description and decide whether that's a drunk girl or a toddler. So simple. The answer to that one, Janine, is...
That is a drunk girl.
That's a drunk girl. All right. You got to get 3 out of 5 right, Megan, and you've got tickets to the comedy show in Lawrenceville on Saturday. You ready?
Awesome. Yes.
Here's clue number 1 for you.
Got my wisdom teeth out. He snuck out the window, ran after him. He punched me in the face.
Wait, what?
So she had gotten her wisdom teeth out before being with this person.
Got it.
They jumped out the window, ran away, and then when they found them, punched them in the face.
Okay, one more time.
Got my wisdom teeth out. He snuck out the window, ran after him. He punched me in the face.
All right, is that her toddler or some drunk dude she knows?
I'm going to say... that's a tough one. I'm going to go drunk person, since it's a he. Drunk guy, I guess.
It's a toddler.
So hard to do.
All right. Clue number 2.
Grew up in my car silently, hit their head, and cried, and ate McDonald's.
God, these are so difficult.
These are so challenging. I think I came up with a new name. Baby or Boozy.
Here we go. One more time.
Grew up in my car silently, hit their head, and cried, and ate McDonald's.
Toddler or drunk girl?
I'm going to say drunk girl.
Woohoo!
All right. All right, you need 2 more to win. Here you go. Clue number 3.
Illogical, high pitch, and a lot of gasping for air.
Illogical, high pitched, and a lot of gasping for air. Is she describing a toddler or a drunk girl?
I'm going to say toddler.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, you only got to get 1 more to win. You ready?
Megan is good at this.
Yes.
Tripping, broke their tooth, hitting their face on the sidewalk.
Tripped and broke their tooth, hitting their face on the sidewalk.
Oh, that sounds painful. I'm going to say drunk girl.
Correct.
Three for three. We got another winner. Congratulations, Megan, and we will see you Saturday night at my comedy show at the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations. And who do you know more of in your life, toddlers or drunk girls?
Drunk girls.
Okay. Jen, if you were describing your dinner last night.
Oh, man.
That you told us about earlier, what three descriptors would you use for your dinner last night?
I would say... fell down and bit her tongue, devouring Altoids, and peed on the floor.
Could go either way.
Pick either one.
But nope, lucky you, it's Lauren.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.